You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the plans of axing more than 1,500 public healthcare roles, what will be some of the roles that people should be concerned about once they're gone?
So the two areas that I will talk about today is the National Public Health Service and data and digital, while we are also losing a number of roles within Ha'ora Māori Services and in Pacific Island Services. I'll concentrate on the two today, basically the data and digital services and National Public Health. So in data and digital, the types of people who are employed, the ones who basically look after all of our IT systems in the hospital, so they would basically look after the patient registration systems, they would look after all of our data being kept safe. Basically, they look after the cybersecurity side. They basically make the various systems that we have within health. And as you can imagine, every part of health has a slightly different system. So if you go into respiratory services, there will be a different system that they have as compared to surgical services, as compared to National Public Health Service or oncology and so on. And it requires a lot of people to make these systems talk to each other and have an interface between them, between them, so that the data and information can be moved around from one area into another. Most of our IT systems are very, very old. They have not been invested in for a number of years. And so it does require a lot of people to maintain them. We are quite fearful that once these people are made redundant, and 47% of this workforce is being made redundant, that our capability to ensure that the systems are maintained will begin to fail. And this is going to directly impact on patient care because your clinicians will not be able to access your records. Clinicians may not be able to access data in a timely manner to be able to make decisions. So surgeries and other things may start to be cancelled just because the data is not available. The other thing we're quite fearful is that our cybersecurity teams are being cut to some extent, that the systems that we currently have in for maintaining our cybersecurity is very weak itself. As somebody described to us, we have a system at the moment which basically can be described as a house with lots of open windows, and anybody can get into it at any point in time. The only good thing that our cyber teams can do is they're able to catch them very quickly and throw them out. But with them gone, this might not be able to be done in a timely manner. And so we are fearful that some hackers might get into the system and they begin to steal people's information and so on. So that's quite worrying. The other area in the National Public Health Service, basically this is the people who are employed to help people quit smoking. There were people who enforced the smoking legislations. They enforced the alcohol and drug enforcement processes and help people with addictions and so on. So a lot of those roles are being made redundant. Within this team, there are suicide prevention workers and health promoters who are being made redundant. And basically, we believe that there will be quite a loss within our health promotion and prevention areas. The other areas that are going to be impacted within the National Public Health area is the immunization services, where this service provides support for getting people immunized. The other area that they look after is any pandemics or epidemic that may occur within New Zealand. So currently, for example, there's a whooping cough epidemic. The National Public Health Service is the group that actually plans on how to go out and deal with these epidemics and make sure that it doesn't spread. So we are very, very fearful that these areas are going to be impacted very heavily.
In regards to that impact being there, as the current public health system is under immense pressure with the axing of these roles, how will the numbers of both the data and digital group, National Public Health Service, and advisors helping people to quit smoking change?
Well, they will basically change. So, for example, if you look in data and digital, the workforce is getting reduced by 47%, right? And so what would happen in these areas is that there just won't be the personnel to be able to provide the support that's needed. You know, so that's going to happen. In terms of, say, smoking cessation, for example, at the moment we have a large number of people employed who help anybody who wants to quit smoking. They provide counselling either on telephone or in person. These people are not likely to be there anymore to provide those services. So we are likely to see that the uptake in smoking may not reduce as much as it would have if these people had been able to help through counselling or other means that they have to get people to quit smoking.
And how will this massive cut impact current nurses and healthcare workers in these current positions?
So within the hospital services, where mostly the clinicians are employed, the biggest impact is likely to be them not getting support, them not getting data and information in timely fashion. If a system breaks down, for example, recently to Waikato, the IT system basically broke down and people had to revert to pen and paper for a while to capture information. Those sorts of things are going to become more prevalent, and these are going to directly impact those people on the front line who are actually seeing the patients, because these people who maintain those systems are not going to be there.
How will this cut impact the general public who needs these vital services?
So for general public, so for example, if somebody goes into ED, if there is an outage of the data, of registration system, and it doesn't get fixed in a timely manner, then your ability to get looked after will be compromised. If, for example, I've talked about smoking already, there is the suicide prevention officers, who are basically helping people who may be in distress. If they're not there, then, who knows what may happen, right? Because at the moment they are providing quite an essential service in going out and talking to people about suicide and how to deal with it and how to, in a good way where to look for help and support when you need it. And these are the types of roles that are going to go. Health promotion is a fairly important part of our system, where we don't want people to come into hospitals. And one of the ways to do it is to actually go out and talk to people about how to prevent getting ill, how to make sure you're looking after yourselves, and all of those sorts of things. So these are the types of services that we will find are going to be reduced. And so the impact of these are obviously not going to be immediate. They will begin to show up in a year, 2 years' time, when more and more people start turning up for, hospital treatment because prevention methods weren't put in place. So we're going to see quite a lot of increased volumes of people seeking help in the hospital system itself.
And the government ignores and plans to axe 1,500 public healthcare roles media release. It was mentioned that everyday New Zealanders are expecting a health system that is failing to give them the care and support they need. These cuts will only make that worse. How much worse will this be projected to be in terms of public healthcare and the opinions surrounding it?
It is very hard to quantify how much worse it will become. We are just very, very fearful that if some of these systems that are currently in place fail, that we are likely to see quite a large problem occurring. Firstly, in terms of people who are going to get sicker before they seek help. Secondly, when people are turning up to hospitals or needing their surgeries or needing their appointments, that basically they are unable to get them. It's very hard to quantify those sorts of things, and that's why this government's doing what they're doing, right, at the moment, because some of the things that they're cutting, you will not see an immediate impact of them. But these are insidious cuts. They will basically slowly eat away our ability to provide services, and then they will manifest themselves in various ways. We might see a lot more people, who could have been prevented from dying, right? But you're never going to be able to put it down to one thing. And that's what the government works on, because it's very hard to measure this. But it will show up in statistics and be hard to prove that it was because of the cuts. But, you know, we'll always say it happened because of the cuts. So those are the kind of things that I think we're going to see happening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.